You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements, A Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back to Women Sipping on Life. Today we're talking about this, good grief. Now, that isn't a Charlie Brown statement like, good grief, as he's talking to Sally or he's talking to Snoopy. I'm talking about the kind of grief that is good, the grieving process, and what that means. I am not a grief expert, but I do believe that today's message, if you are going through grief, if you know of someone who's going through grief, will help you, will help them tremendously. It has helped me tremendously. And it's interesting because as I was preparing to do the podcast today, for the first time in like 2 months now since we started this journey together, for the first time, I kind of was feeling at a loss for words. I was at a loss for words. And that's not like me. Typically, I always have a lot to say and more than enough to say. But today, for some reason, I was feeling at a loss for words and I wasn't quite sure which message I was going to share with you today. Now I know why. I sat down at my computer to get ready to start podcasting. And I had gotten an email from a family member. And I don't get emails from this particular family member very often, so I opened it immediately. And in the comments, it said, it looks nice. And so, there are only two pictures in the email. And they are pictures of my parents' new headstone, their gravestone. And we had picked out a gravestone a while back, and now it's done. It's now in the ground before it freezes here in Minnesota. And literally, honestly, for the last, I don't even know how long, I've been just staring at the screen, looking at this picture of both my parents' names, their birth dates, and the day that they both departed planet Earth together. For those of you that don't know my story, I had just published Date Yourself Well, the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life. At that point, though, it wasn't best-selling. It was at the day I released it was February 12th. And 3 days later, it became an Amazon number one bestseller. So excited. First thing I did, of course, is I called mom and dad, told them. They were excited. Actually, my mom was home. My dad wasn't. So I told my mom. She said, I'll tell dad. Later that night, he had called, left a message. The next day, I spoke with him. Everyone was excited. They were excited. My mom had helped me do some of the editing. And that last conversation I had with my dad was him telling me again, you know, and both my parents were saying how proud they are of me and so grateful they are for the message that I'm sharing. And it was a precious conversation. And little did I know that was the last conversation that I would have with either of my parents. Now, I've had several conversations with them since, but this was the last one I would have with them both alive here on planet Earth. And on February 17th, they went to church, evening service, and a minute after leaving church, they pulled out onto the highway and were hit by a car and killed instantly. I got a phone call that night. I got news that both my parents were gone. And for any of you that have ever had that moment in time where you get that phone call, that email, that knock on your door, and you get this unexpected bad news, and life changes forever in that moment, it will never be the same. You know exactly what I'm talking about. And then that moment, all I could do, I started screaming. I just started screaming. I was screaming and I was in disbelief. I kept saying no, no, no. And literally in that moment, I like peed my pants. Like, I know that's a lot of probably TMI, but it was like so overwhelmingly stressful. And I was screaming at God And I swore at God. I said the F word. I literally said, give me back my effing parents. I was so pissed off. I was so angry. I was so devastated. And honestly, like in that moment, like everything stops. And it didn't take long for me to realize that God hadn't taken my parents, that he didn't kill my parents. Actually, I knew he had taken them to protect them from what was to come, because it was a very, very tragic accident. And so he took them, but he didn't do it to take them from me. And that's a whole nother podcast on how I got that information. But anyway, in my heart and soul, I knew that it was their time, and they went together, which they would have wanted it no other way. They started dating when they were 15, got married at 17, were married for almost 54 years on planet Earth until death they parted together. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful story, but it's very, like, I call it my brutiful story. Brutal. But my point in telling you this is, if you've ever had a loss or you know of someone that is going through this kind of tragic grieving process, is at about 8 weeks, I woke up and I knew, like, I had so much grief in my heart. I said, okay, today's going to be a grieving day. And I allowed myself, and have ever since, to allow myself to feel what I feel. But I woke up feeling very, very sad and was going to spend the day in bed crying. And I heard my dad's voice in my heart. And this is what I heard. Honey, grief is good. Feel it, but don't feed it. Because if you do, it'll be like feeding the stray cats on the farm. It'll stick around. I knew exactly what he was talking about. I instantly had a revelation that from that point forward, I would feel whatever I felt, but I wouldn't feed the grief. Now, whatever that means to you today, my dear, whatever it means to the people that you'll share this with, because I believe you will share this with somebody you know who's hurting, whatever it means for you, for me, it meant, you know what? Let it come like a wave in the ocean. It goes sometimes, you know, over your feet. Sometimes it goes over your head. Sometimes it knocks you down and tumbles you under the water. And you don't even know if you're going to come out alive. But no matter what happens, is the tide, the wave recedes. And if we allow it to pass over us, to pass through us, we'll feel it. And that feeling will be our healing. We'll feel it and we'll heal it, but not feed it. So as I'm looking at this picture of my parents' gravestone, I'm reminded of the importance of living life fully today, right now, right here, right now. Ever since their passing, I don't waste time. Like, literally, I have become, and for lack of a better word, obsessed with my life's work and my life's mission and my purpose. It's why I chose to do the podcast. It's why I spend several hours every single day pouring out the message that's in me onto paper, onto video, onto audio, because we never know how much time we're going to have here on planet Earth. But I do know this, none of us are getting out of here alive. So you, my dear, if you're waiting for tomorrow to start pouring out what's in you, if you're waiting for someday to do what you love, to be that one day that you actually show up fully and you show up fully expressed, fully exposed in your uniqueness of who you are, you're naked, unafraid, yes, unafraid, and even if you're scared to death, you show up and you do not allow fear to stop you. And you're unapologetic, you're unashamed, and you stand in the unconditional love that is the only thing that matters. I remember saying it, and I've said it so many times since their passing. I'm so grateful to God that that book that I wrote, my most recent book, is about love and loving oneself. Because I used to think that love was the most important thing, and what I've come to realize is love is the only thing that matters. Love you, my dear. Love those in your life. Love your life. Love your life's work and do it with all of your heart and soul. I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you for allowing me to simply share today. And your sacred soul step for today is simply this, but profoundly this. Talk to somebody that you love today and tell him or her how much you love them. Hug them, hold their hands, look at their hands. Boy, what I would give right now to be able to hold my parents' hands and to look at their hands, to put my arms around their neck and tell them how much I love them and how much I appreciate them. Please do this for yourself and for them. And then stand in front of the mirror, my dear, and give yourself a big hug and let yourself know how grateful you are that you are the carrier of the soul, that you have a body that carries a soul, that has a purpose, that has a heart, that's full of love, has a life's work to do, and then get going. Do it. Get her done, my dear. And I will look forward to seeing you, hopefully, again tomorrow. Thank you for listening. If you haven't yet come over to womensippingonlife.com, come on over to the website and let me know how you're doing. Leave a comment and check out all the free resources we have over there for you. And I will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.